Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we're ready. Okay. Welcome to our pre-show for today. This is Thursday. God, what a day I've got today. Woo, man. And the Dean Wheeler thing we did yesterday was so experimental and so sort of haphazard. I wasn't at the top of my game, I don't think, for that. And I thought about returning to it, you know. Hi, it's Dean Wheeler for day two from the Wheeler Resort, Thanksgiving month. I had way too much candy. I don't know, man. I don't really know what... So the idea that I had was... this is a very bizarre idea, but Dean opens up with Burning of the Midnight Lamp by Jimi Hendrix. And he's actually singing the lyrics, you know. Hi, I'm Dean Wheeler. I'm Dean Wheeler, and welcome back to Wheeler Resort, everybody. Yeah, thank you. Welcome back to Wheeler Resort, everyone. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. It isn't easy being me. This is handling this resort hotel. Oh, God. It feels something like this. The morning is dead. And the day is too. There's nothing left to meet me but the velvet moon. All my loneliness, oh, I have felt today. It's a little more than enough. Make a man throw himself away. And I continue to burn the midnight lamp alone. Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen. Not easy being Dean. No, it's not. It's tough being me. What do you want, Emeralda? Have another drink, okay? Oh, my God. Now, the smiling portrait of you, Emeralda, is still hanging on my frowning wall. It really doesn't bother me. Too much at all. It's just the ever-falling dust that makes it so hard for me to see. That forgotten earring laying on the floor, facing coldly towards the door. And I continue to burn the midnight lamp, Lord alone, yeah. The Dean Wheeler Way on the Phil Henry Show. Brought to you by
the world famous Phil Henry Show website. The 50,000 plus hours of stuff to do. Yeah.
So that was what I was thinking. Loneliness is such a drag. All right, okay. So I can't believe they got Burning of the Midnight Lamp karaoke. That right there is a find. Okay. I think of Dean singing that. Might be kind of cool. I don't know, man. But then what do I do after that? It's hard being me and Emeralda. She threw a drink in my face. Emeralda just tossed a drink in... God. My God. Emeralda just threw a drink in my face. I break my ass for you, baby. I want to bring on now Dr. Robert Weitzman. Dr. Weitzman, you knew me. I break my ass.
You break your ass, Dean. You work like no one I've ever seen before. You break your ass, Dean. You break your ass, Dean. You do. You work like no one I've ever seen before. Dr. Abel Wertzman is my name. Don't wear it out, okay?
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Wertzman, when you see a guy like me working himself almost to death, what do you think?
I think that you need a vacation, obviously. I think you're a man who...
I don't know, man. You know, it's just... I am at a loss. I'm just uninspired this week, man. That's the best inspiration I've had is the Burning of the Midnight Lamp with Dean Wheeler, but it doesn't go anywhere after that. It just fucking sits. It sort of sits, you know? It is not...
It sort of just sits there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now the smiling portrait of you, still hanging on my frowning wall.
Dean, yes, Dean.
Yes, Dean. Well, you know, you lick your ass off.
And I have with me Dr. Emil Wurzman. Dr. Wurzman, you know I work very hard.
I know you do, Dean. You work your ass off, and we've always appreciated that you do. Oh, I'd like to do a song now.
And people, you know, but, yeah, so you want to do the okay. I want to do a song now, folks. Thank you. And thank you, Dean, for having me here. This one's called Love on a One-Way Street. I found love on a one-way street, but lost it on a lonely highway. Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool, feeling like a dummkopf, feeling like an ass. So last night we had on, I don't know, man, there's no show there. There's no there. Well, I got the open is what I got. Dean Wheeler, who works his ass. See, I already have that. I work my ass off as Dr. William Brown. Dean Wheeler, entrepreneur, former drug addict. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I had a heroin problem. All right, okay? Okay. You guys understand? Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. All right, well, this is their pre-show, folks. It's just me sitting here wondering, scratching my you-know-what and wondering how I'm going to do this thing. God damn, this is a noisy-ass chair, loud fucking chair, man. I'm offended by this chair. Okay. Oh, fuck. I got a great job today, by the way. I got a bitchin' job. You'll hear about it. I got a really bitchin' job today. And that's all I can tell you. But you'll hear about it. You'll know about it. You know, I should be really promoting. I don't do it. You know, I don't say, hey, this week I'm on. You know, I never say like, hey, coming up this week I'm on Grace and Frankie. I don't do that because I'm not confident enough in front of the camera. You know, I don't know. I think I am, but maybe I'm not. You know, confident enough to segue my audience from podcast, radio, digicast to television and movie thing. You know. But anyway, I did a movie about a month ago that I really loved doing. It was so much fucking fun. They let me improv the part. It was so much fun. When that comes out, I'll let you know. All right. I don't know, man. Let's see what I'm thinking here. This is what I'm thinking. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.